You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing, easy, sometimes a little spinny here on the show, Dizzy by Royal Blue. Before that, we had Ron Goodwin and Hello Again, a Neil Diamond tune, Peter Appleyard with Wichita Lineman, Hugo Winterhalter, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, and Carmen by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Australia. A couple living there were reunited with a long-lost video of their wedding in Scotland after 57 years, thanks to a Facebook post. Terry Sheen of Aberdeen, Scotland, said he amassed a large collection of Super 8 films over the years, most of which he shot himself, but when he decided to have his collection transferred to DVD earlier this year, he discovered the reels, including a wedding between two people he didn't know. He posted the still image from the film to a local Facebook group, but Six months went by without any leads. The photo was recently shared to a group for natives of Aberdeen's Maastricht area, and it came to the attention of Eileen Turnbull. The 77-year-old lady who lives in Brisbane said she had only been a member of the Facebook group for 5 minutes when she spotted her own wedding photo. It was looking through Facebook, and she comes up with this photograph, and her husband was sitting there, and she said, "That's ours." Her husband, Bill, also 77, and Eileen married in 1967 before moving to Brisbane. The couple said they only watched their wedding video once before discovering they accidentally left it in a borrowed projector they had returned to the owner. Well, how about that? That's quite something. And finally, a British man who developed an interest in drone shows while undergoing treatment for cancer broke the Guinness World Record for the most emojis formed by drones in 3 minutes. Christopher Bradbury said his passion for all things aerial began in 2007. He started flying model aircraft then as kind of a bucket list item. He was going through chemotherapy, and it got him out of the house, which was great for physical therapy and as well as his mental being. He developed his skills over the years. "The drone world has basically become my entire life. I now do aerial filming for TV and film and do surveying work, so I've started playing with drone swarms." Well, he took the Guinness World Record by programming his 109 drones to form images of emojis, including eggplant, poop, rocket, magnet, and various faces in the sky. All the popular emojis, of course. That he managed to form the 30 emojis in 3 minutes, breaking the previous record of 24. So there you go. Proof that you can get through anything with anything else. Here's Sven LeBeck on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Supposedly, those are true stories there. The Statler brothers there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Class of 57, it was recorded 15 years after that. But each one of the four singers, Don Reed, Phil Bowsley, Lou DeWitt, and Harold Reed, each took a solo at reflecting on several of the classmates. Some of the tales were of success. Some of were not so successful, including tragic. One ended up in a mental institution, one on welfare, one ended up in debt, of course. And where Mavis finally wound up was anybody's bet, and we know what happened to Mavis. Before that, Barry Lippman and the girls from Paramaribo and Sven Lebeck with Guantanamera. Let's not waste time here. Here's Frank Jaxfield's rendition of Tomorrow from musical Annie on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here, with smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Buddy Morrow there with Give Me a Little Sign. Brenton Wood did that, didn't he? Can't remember offhand. Find Yourself by Botticelli before that. Bert Kempfert with Opus 1. Xavier Cugat and I Have Dreamed. Joanna done by Daryl Rodman and the Frank Jacksfield Orchestra with Tomorrow. And here we have Caravelli and Michel Nabet. Smooth, relaxing, easy. Brass Ring takes us up to the top of the hour with The Disadvantages of You. That sounds like an insult. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for the second hour of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
To grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
To vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am the host of said program, which airs Friday nights on WRCT. But the show that you are about to hear originally aired on Friday, September 29th, 2023. So let's not waste any time and let's get into the program. Here's Viva La Mock.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Love the thing you got. You never see. special of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
This is Jared from the Lunar Laugh, and you are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Another.
with the covers over our head, asleep with ourselves. Influencers you follow will fall out of style and wind up as dust collectors on a shelf.
Welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard new music from Public Service Broadcasting. That was the song, Towards the Dawn. A lot of other good stuff for you in this edition of the show, so I hope you stick around. But first, let's take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more. That's Jazz Corner 101 with Kevin Amos. And take a step back from the stresses of daily life and into a new genre in the Dream Suite. The front room plays soft jazz. Explore all the other rooms with DJ O.